size. And how do you guys understand what it means to be without strength? If you were here yesterday in the gospel, we heard that there is something very hard for us to understand, and that's that we just can't do anything. And especially when it comes to salvation. So I have something that has really helped me understand this. Something for you to look at. So we have this bottle. Now, who can tell me what a bottle, a can, what was it made for? What was a can made for? A bottle.
No trick. What was it made for? To hold things, right?
It was made to hold things. It was made for a purpose. Just like every one of us. We were all made for a purpose. And unfortunately, something has happened. And it happened way back when, in this story that you all know, and all of a sudden, this great purpose that you were made for, every one of you, and I was made for, we can't fulfill, we can't do the purpose we were made for. And who can tell me what Romans 5 and verse 12 says? Who can tell me? You can read it from the Bible. Somebody can read it really loud for me. Romans 5 and verse 12. Anyone? I don't have money to bribe you. And if you're here for the young people's message, Romans 5 and verse 12. You got it. Really loud.
Come on. Wherefore has by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
Okay. So what happened to our little life? By one man, that was Adam. By him eating that fruit, sin came into this world. And all of a sudden, there was something wrong. What I have just poured into this little jar?
Water.
No, it's not water. In fact, what it is, if I were to add water, if I were to add coffee, milk, nobody would want to drink out of this jar. Because what I poured into it is actually poison to all of us. It would really mess you up. So, that is what sin has done to us. It's poison. No longer can I put this jar as a pickle jar. No longer would pickles be good in this jar and then we can eat them afterwards. It's lost its purpose. And that's a little bit of what it means to be ungodly. We no longer have this purpose for why God created us, to bring glory to Him, to be able to live for Him, to be used, to have some kind of purpose in our lives. It's all gone. And poison is in us now. But then, the main thing, this is what I want you guys to learn. The main thing is that today we live in a world where people think they can do things, and some people call them good works, or different things like that, and they think by doing them, they deal with the problem of sin. The problem of sin that's within us, just like the poison in the jar. And they think, well, if I... Who can give me an example of something that's good, maybe? Something that you were brought up and people told you it'd be a good thing for you to do. Anyone? Britt?
Going to church.
Going to church. Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Giving money to charities.
Giving money to charities. Okay. Any other good things?
Helping people.
Praying. Telling the truth. And anyone who stands up here and tells you those aren't good things, they're wrong. They are good things. But the problem is people think that by doing them, they deal with the poison in the jar. They think that they deal with the problem of sin. And so I want these to illustrate some of those good things. Okay? So let's say this is prayer. Saying a prayer. Okay? So here's poison in the jar, you just add saying a prayer to it. Saying a prayer. And they think, okay, well, we'll deal with the issue of sin. Okay, and then they go on their life and think everything's good. But all of a sudden, something's happening. And it's not good. And the poison's not going away, is it? What's happening to it? Well, what's happening to the thing that's good?
It's melting.
It's melting. You know what sin does to the good things you and I do? It just overpowers it. It doesn't deal with the saying a prayer could never deal with the problem of sin. You know what you have after you say a prayer and you have your sin? It's another mess. Just another mess. And you could add, actually, you could add all of these in here. And they would all saying a prayer. What was another one? Helping others. Right? That was yours. Going to church. Good things. But they don't deal with the problem of sin. Right? They don't deal with the problem of sin. At the end, you added all of these in there. You just have a mess. And you would still have the poison in the jar. And the jar would still not be able to be used to hold pickles or do anything else. You see, what needs to happen to this jar to be used again? What needs to happen?
Pull it out. It needs to be clean.
It needs to be clean. That's right. You know, most people, in fact, I'll just be honest, this is my jar. But what I would do is I'd just throw it away. Who else would throw it away? You had a jar, poison in the jar. Who would take the time to clean it? Anyone? Just throw it away. Come on. Like a thousand of these. But you know, what happened was, when we were yet without strength, poison in us, sin, we were ungodly, we couldn't do anything to help it, anything we tried to add to our life. I'm going to add this, I'm going to do this, anything. It wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. But God says, I'm going to send Christ, His own Son, into this world, surrounded by sin. And He is going to fix the problem. And what does it say He did? What does the verse say? Died for the ungodly. You see, the illustration fails here because poison, you can just pour it out. But you can't do that with sin. God says sin, it has to be punished. It has to be dealt with. Sin can't just be thrown under the platform for the preachers to trip on. It can't be just moved out of the way. Sin has to be dealt with. So God sent His Son. Because the way to deal with sin is, or the wages of sin is, death. And God sent His Son. And His Son came in a very similar way. Just like you and I, a bottle, a jar. His Son came into the world just like we were. He was a man. Except He never had any poison in the jar. Never had any sin inside him. Never did any sin. He couldn't. And He did it. But He went on a cross. He says He died for the ungodly. He died for the ungodly. And He took, in my own life, He took the sin that I had. And the Bible says that God placed that on His own Son. And His Son died instead of me. A substitute. A substitute. That's what I was looking for before this meeting. A substitute for up here. But no one was willing. A substitute. And Christ came to be the substitute for me. So, what I want you guys just to remember, because if you're anything like me, you probably hopefully are not. If you're anything in some way, I remember different things. I remember, for example, Peter Ramsey, and he held up a little, I don't remember anything he ever spoke about in the series of meetings too much, but he held up a little chain, and he cut it. He said, this is what happened when Adam took the fruit, the bottom of the chain hit the ground. He said, the link between God and man was severed, And so what I hope this will do, this little illustration, I hope God will use it whenever people maybe and different things tell you, you know, maybe I'll just add a bunch of good works to my life. It won't work. It has never worked. Because the good work, the only work, the only thing God is satisfied with is His Son, Christ. And He's already done the work. And there's so many people here today who have been satisfied with Him too, and they're saved. And that's our prayer for you. So I just want you to remember this little lesson, and I hope God will love you. So I should close in prayer.